He not only tells us that the new us comes with a radically different set of attitudes, but he also tells us that the new you does not hold on to relational dirty baggage either.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Halleck. I'm your host, and I'm here with Senior Pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church. Pastor Mark, what's on your mind today?
So excited to be with you today, Joshua. And we love to hear from people that are listening to the radio. And just recently, I was at an event, and I had a couple of young men come up to me and say, I just want you to know that we listen to your program every single night. And I love to see the faces of those that I have not met yet that are encouraging us. And Joshua, you were just telling me about another young man that started listening to Straight Talk and what God was doing in his life.
That's right. You know, I actually just met him. He said, I've been listening for a while. I've been in a church that, you know, didn't exactly invigorate my faith, wasn't exactly teaching all the truths about Jesus. But I've been listening on the radio. And he said he just had to find a new life. And he didn't realize it, but he looked up. His name's Brian, by the way. Shout out. Hey, Brian, if you're listening.
Brian, God bless you, brother.
He found out we were right there in his neighborhood. Right, in fact, right across the street from one of the houses he was going to rent. And he came in. He was so excited to meet us. And you got to imagine, I mean, you know, hearing people on the radio, not knowing what it's going to be like to show up. He was just so excited, Pastor Mark. He came in. He came the next week. He's been coming. And this past Sunday, he gave his life to Christ. He was baptized. He's being mentored. He's growing in his faith. But it all started with him tuning into this program.
You know, there's power in the truth of God's Word. And what I love about this radio program is that someone that may not go to a church can turn on the dial in their car or at home and hear the truth, and it prepares them for the Word of God. So congratulations, Brian, on your baptism, man. Grow in Jesus.
Yes.
And if you're someone else that's listening and maybe you don't attend a church, but you're listening to Straight Talk, we would encourage you to find a Bible-believing, gospel-centered church around your community. And we may have a new life near you as well. You can look us up on the website and see if there's a location near you. But we want you to plug into some church in Chicago that's teaching the Word of God. Grow in your faith.
Yes, that's our prayer for you. That's our heart. That's why we pull this resource together. And if you'd like more information about New Life, go to our website, newlifechicago.org. You can find all of our resources. You can find all of our locations. And like Pastor Mark said, we just want you to plug in somewhere to a gospel, Jesus-oriented church. God bless you.
Indeed. Thanks, Joshua. Well, let's jump right into the second half of our message from yesterday. This is the new me. The text continues to be in the book of Colossians, chapter 3. We'll be in verses 12 through 18. Here's Pastor Mark with tonight's Straight Talk called This is the New Me.
Listen, before you didn't care, but now, because you're holy, selected, a child of the living God, you have to start caring. Now, other people's suffering is your suffering. Before, you looked at someone that, a homeless person on the street, and you'd pass by and they'd put out your hand, you say, get a job, you lazy scumbag. But now, God begins to change your heart of compassion. And when you see someone like that, you say, yeah, maybe they need to get a job, but maybe I need to have a bit of heart of compassion for their suffering and where they're at, however they got there. Because that's who you were before, but now you're a different person. You're a child of the Most High God. Kindness. Not only compassion, but he says put on kindness. The opposite of kindness is harshness. The severity of one's attitude and actions towards others. This gruffness. This rudeness and harshness. Oftentimes that I see in men. Before you came to Christ. And that lingers with us after we come to Christ. Father, you say, well, I don't tell my kids and my wife and people that I love them because it's just not who I am. My dad never did it. I don't do it either. Really? because that's who you were. But now, as a man of God, your 10-year-old son needs to know that you love him. Now you need to learn to hug him and say, "Mijo, you're my son," and give him a big hug. Because whatever you were before, the hardness, that callousness, whatever it was before, that was the old you. But now God has clothed you with kindness. That means there's a sensitivity about your heart, a willingness to show kindness in you that maybe was not a part of your character before, but because you're called of God now, you've clothed yourself with a kindness that was not a part of your character before. Gentleness, it means the opposite of roughness, ungraciousness. It means that sense of being under control, that sense of having a heart that is actually tender towards others. Patience, humility, is the opposite of arrogance and pride in one's attitude. You were arrogant, prideful, but now you've developed because you're a son and daughter of the Most High God, you clothe yourself with humility. A sense of God is above all things and I'm under him. I'm not at the center of my universe. I'm not the arrogant person that believes that life should center around me and that everybody on earth is here to meet my needs. That's arrogant pride. Because I'm a follower of Jesus, I understand that I have my place in the universe and I humble myself before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords because I'm clothing myself with attitudes that may be uncomfortable for me to clothe myself with in the beginning. And then patience. It's the opposite of impatience, revenge, anger, a readiness to explode, exasperating circumstances. I have a patience towards others, a willingness to endure their transformation, even though it may take longer than what I expect. That's patience. You see, in essence, what the Apostle Paul is telling us is that because who you are now, you need to clothe yourself to match who you are. And it may feel a little bit uncomfortable for you in the beginning because you've never dressed that way before. That uniform may feel a little bit itchy. It may feel like, hey, I don't know how to do this anymore. This is a little bit different for me. But in essence, the Apostle Paul is saying that's what you're called to, though, now. That's the new you. Embrace it. The new you. Secondly, he not only tells us that the new us comes with a radically different set of attitudes, but he also tells us that the new you does not hold on to relational dirty baggage either. Relational dirty baggage. So in verse 13, he says, "Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another." So now that you know who you are in God, and you're starting to dress the new you, starting to behave in a different way, different than how it was in your past life. Now he says, when it comes to your relationships, and by the way, how many of you know that the hardest thing in the Christian life is relationships? I heard someone say once, it would be easy to be a Christian if there weren't other people in the world. It's the other people that aggravate you, the having to forgive them, the frustration of having to love them, the aggravation of dealing with immaturity, the jealousy and the pride and the greed and all the complications that come with relationships is what make it so difficult. And so the Apostle Paul says you need to know your new identity, but you have to relate to people in a different way. He says bear with each other. Bear with each other has to do with your current situation. And he says forgive whatever grievances, that has to do with your past. Bearing with each other has to do with your present. Forgiving has to do with things that people have done to you in the past. In essence, what the Apostle Paul is saying is that now that you're a follower of Jesus Christ, your attitude towards people has to be different. In the past, you held on to grudges. In the past, you made a list of who you liked and didn't like. In the past, you had a whole bunch of people. I don't talk to that person. I don't like that person. I don't walk by this person's house. I spit in that person's doorway. I don't go to parties that they're at. I don't sit near them. I don't talk with them. They're on my blacklist. I have vengeance against that person. You do me wrong, I never forget. I'm waiting for my opportunity to do you wrong. In the past, that's the way you operated. Hello. But now there's a new you. That's not you anymore. It's the way the old you operated. But now there's a new you. And the new you releases what is being done and forgives the past if you have something against one another. And it says, and forgive as the Lord forgave you. So here's what God is expecting of the new us when it comes to relationships. When it comes to relationships, this is what God says about how he's forgiven you. The Bible says that God has thrown your sins as far as the east is from the west. Let me ask you, how far is the east from the west? So you're saying like 5 miles, six? No. I'm not talking the borders of Chicago. I'm talking the east from the west. Infinity. God has thrown your sins an infinity away. And the scripture says, and he remembers them no more. Wait. You mean God has amnesia? No. God doesn't have amnesia. God doesn't have memory problems. God chooses not to remember your sins anymore. Let me tell you how it works in our life. We have a lot of baggage in part because we remember and rehearse and reread grievances against us often.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark in a moment. You are listening to our Straight Talk radio message called This is the New Me. It's from Pastor Mark's new series called In His Image, Renewing Our Relationships. After the broadcast tonight, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. But right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Colossians chapter 3. We're in verses 12 through 18 tonight. Tonight's Straight Talk is called This is the New Me.
So you have a fight with your wife, your spouse, and she opens up that drawer in her memory. She's got files. Oh, you want to talk about that? 1995. I remember when you did this and when you said that and you hurt me so bad and you did that. Okay, that doesn't work. 2001. Do you remember when you said this and you left me standing there and you really hurt me and you offended me? Oh, that doesn't work. 2003. You know what? You really, really didn't show up when I wanted you to show up with the kids and you got a whole file. And he says, you tell him, do you remember that? He says, no, I don't remember that. You remember what he said, when he said it, the tone that he said it, what time it was, how he said it, and the exact words that he said it in, because you've rehearsed it, you've nursed it, you've cursed it. You got a lot of ammunition there. And what God is saying is that he's got a drawer too. And if anybody had a drawer, God would have a drawer. He knows your thoughts, your attitudes, what you did in silent, what you did in secret, what you did when you were 10, what you did when you were 31, what you did when you were 16. He knows all of it, the thoughts, the attitudes, the intents, the things that no one else knows about, the things that you're ashamed of, the things that you thought in your own heart that you would be ashamed to tell anybody. He knows all of that. He's got a huge file. But when God forgives you, he takes that file and he shuts it. And when you come to God and say, Lord, I'm asking for this, please, I'm calling out to you, God doesn't say, oh, you're calling out to me? 1995, 1996, 1997, 2003, 2003. You come to me, really? I mean, after, oh, that's not enough. Last year, last minute, last hour, pull it out. God doesn't do that. If it's washed, if it's forgiven, you say, you remember God last month when I, what? Last month? Because God chooses not to rehearse. To look at when he's forgiven, he has forgiven for good. Praise be to the goodness of God. That should make some of you want to shout for joy. Because you walked in here with all that burden and guilt and shame, and someone sees you and says, weren't you? And you're like, oh, people, no one forgets, but God does. He's washed and cleansed, and when he looks at you, he sees you. Your slate has been clean. He sees you through the righteousness of Jesus. He looks at you as someone that is righteous in his eyes, washed and cleansed before the Father through the work that Jesus has done for you. And he says, if you're a son or daughter of mine, that's how I expect you to act too. I don't want you to drag baggage with you. I want you to deal with things. I want you to forgive as Christ has forgiven you. I don't want you to have resentment or bitterness or grudges or list of people that you are holding in debtor's prison. I want you to release and to forgive. I want you to not remember. It doesn't mean that what they did wasn't bad. It doesn't mean that you minimize it. It doesn't mean that you excuse it. It simply means that I will not be caught or live with resentment, anger, bitterness in my life. It doesn't mean you have to be best friends, but it simply means I'm not going to live with that anger, resentment, and bitterness in my life. I'm going to be free to love Jesus and to love others and not poison my heart with bitterness in my soul. And then in verse 14, and it says, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. All these virtues that we've talked about, he says, put on love, put on the attitude of love. Now, there's a lot of misunderstanding about love, because oftentimes people view love as an emotion. And we use the word love very generically. You say, oh, I love Giordano's pizza. And then you say, well, I love my husband. Well, I love God. Oh, I'm glad that you love pizza and God and your husband all in the same package. We've watered down the meaning of love. And we've taken on a Hollywood definition of love. Love at first sight. People say, oh, I saw her and I fell in love with her. Really? You fell in love with her and lust with her? I'm trying to figure out which one. Because love is not an emotion. You know, if you view it as emotion, then you view yourself as a victim of love. And if you are a victim of love, then you can't choose who you love or how you love. And I have people tell me this. A couple will come into me and say, we need to, hey, we're separating or getting a divorce. I say, why? Well, we're just not in love with each other anymore. Almost like, oh, you know, too bad. We'd like to be, but we just, love has left us. Hold on a second. There's no like little fat angel with Cupid arrows shooting you and then taking arrows out. Love is not an emotion. Love is a choice. For God so loved the world not for God so felt goosebumps over you when you were sinning and in your mess. And he said, oh, I just love him. No, no, no. He chose to love you in your mess and in your sinfulness. He chose to love you when you were unlovable. It was a choice that God made. Love is a choice that we make. And if your love is just an emotion, then you are one basket case when it comes to relationships, because you will feel love sometimes and other times not feel love at all. If you treated the kids the way you feel about them in the day, you'd be in trouble. You walk in the room at night, they're laying there, you say, oh, they're sleeping like an angel. I just love my little kid. I want to pinch his cheeks and hold him. And then they wake up in the morning. And you want to send them to military school or do worse, you know. Love is not an emotion. Love is a choice. You say, I'm going to love this person whether I feel like it or not. I'm going to act in love towards this person. Love is bigger than emotion that comes and go, bigger than how I feel that day because I ate good pizza or bad pizza. My love is stronger than that. It's not based on an emotion. It's based on choice and commitment. And so he says, and above all these things, put on the virtue of love, that choice to value people around me, which binds them all together in perfect unity, because scripture says they will know that you are my disciples by your love. What does that mean? That means that we value people. That means that this church should be known by its appreciation and value of people. Because you know what? We could have a packed out house. We could have a great worship. We could have awesome preaching. We could have the best programs in Chicago. But if we have no love, we are nothing. Nothing. We're a clanging cymbal, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 tells us. What does love mean? Love means that we clothe ourselves with love, and whoever is in this building, whoever walks through these doors, whoever sits in this place, we love them until Jesus is able to change them. Sometimes our love is very conditional. Someone walks through these doors. I've had this happen before. You know, we attract people from all walks of life, and not everybody that comes here grew up in a church or is going to church. Sometimes someone just invited them because they knew they needed God. I had a conversation a couple years ago about a woman that walked in the church, and she was dressed a little skimpily. And some well-meaning lady came up to me and said, Pastor, are you going to let a woman like this walk into the house of God like that? Someone needs to talk to her. That's an insult. And I happened to know the lady that was just coming. I said, yeah, but what you don't know about her is that the fact that she's in this church at all is a miracle. She dressed like a streetwalker because she is a streetwalker. And we're not going to just try to clothe her better. We're going to have her come to Jesus so she sees herself as a different woman and knows who God is. And when God gets a hold of her, she's going to start dressing differently because she's going to know, I don't have to attract the attention of men by how less clothes I wear, because my Father in heaven is my heavenly Father and he gives me dignity and value. And I'm going to talk different, dress different, walk different, behave different. But the first thing they need to do is know Jesus. It's our identity that changes our behavior. We don't change the outside before we change the inside. We change the inside, and then the outside starts changing. That's the power of love. Clothe yourself with love, which covers. 1 Peter chapter 4 tells us that it covers a multitude of sins. In other words, when there's love, it covers a lot of stuff. It binds them all together in perfect unity. Verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you are called to peace and be thankful. What the Apostle Paul is acknowledging is that in the body of Christ, there will be tension and disagreements and arguments. People will aggravate you, frustrate you, get under your skin. That's part of what it means to be in a family, a people of God. But he says, work towards peace. In other words, when there are disagreements like that, let the peace of Christ That word rule in the Greek is actually means arbitrate or be the umpire that decides what you do.
Well, this concludes the second half of our message called This is the New Me, which is from Pastor Mark's new series called In His Image, Renewing Our Relationships. We invite you to come back tomorrow for part 3, Renewing Marriage. Before you go, here's some information on Straight Talk and New Life. Straight Talk Radio is a ministry of New Life Community Church in Chicago. And if you enjoyed tonight's message, we invite you to download our Straight Talk app for free. You can find it at Pastor Mark's website, www.pastormarkjobe.com. That's pastormarkjobe.com. There you can find out information on Pastor Mark, New Life Community Church's ministries, and there's also a Bible reading app that'll help you stay in the Word. We also have archives of all the previous messages as well. Well, that's it for our Straight Talk team tonight. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team, thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast, and we ask that you tell friends about it as well. Have a great night. God bless.